Hello, my friends. Welcome back to English Unleashed. I'm Tom, and today I'm not alone. I'm here with my good friend, Sarah.
Hi, everyone. I'm so happy to be here.
We are going to talk about something really useful. How to practice speaking English, even when you don't have a teacher or a partner.
Yeah. Today's episode is all about something many learners need: conversation practice.
That's right. Speaking English is important, but sometimes it's hard to find someone to talk to.
That's true. Maybe you live in a country where people don't speak English. Maybe your friends don't want to practice with you. Or maybe you feel shy.
But here is the good news. There is a way to practice speaking English.
And that way is called ChatGPT.
ChatGPT is a computer program, but it feels like a real person. You can talk to it, and it talks back. You can have full conversations, just like with a friend.
Yeah, and it doesn't laugh. It doesn't judge. It just helps.
You can practice daily conversations. You can ask questions. You can learn new words. And you can even ask it to correct your grammar.
And it's super easy to use.
So, in this episode, Sarah and I will show you how to start a chat with ChatGPT. What kinds of things you can talk about, and how to use it to become a better English speaker. What else, Sarah?
We will also give you some tips, examples, and ideas to try.
Yeah, but before we start, we've got something special for you. We have created a PDF for this episode. The PDF includes today's full script, the whole text, useful tips for using ChatGPT for English conversation, and 50 easy speaking prompts you can try right away. The PDF also includes a vocabulary quiz based on the words that we use today. You can download it at www.englishunleashed.com/shop.
All right, let's begin.
Okay, let's talk about how you can use ChatGPT, not just for writing, but for talking and practicing English speaking.
Yeah, many people think ChatGPT is only for writing emails or essays. But no, you can actually have a full conversation with it, just like you're talking to a teacher or a good friend.
Here is how it works. You speak to ChatGPT using your phone's microphone. You can say something like, "Hey ChatGPT, I want to practice speaking English. Can we talk about food?"
Great. Let's dive into it. What kind of food do you enjoy the most? Or is there a dish you recently tried that you'd like to talk about?
You see, it just talked back to me.
It will answer in natural English. It will ask you more questions, and it will keep the conversation going.
You can choose any topic you like: food, travel, your job, your weekend, anything. You are in control.
And if the language feels too difficult, you can just say, "Please use simple English and speak more slowly." ChatGPT will listen. And it will speak more slowly and clearly.
You can also ask for help. You can say, "Please correct my grammar if I make a mistake." And it will do that. Gently. No pressure, no embarrassment. Just quiet help.
So, it's not just a machine. It's more like a patient conversation partner, a conversation buddy or friend.
Yeah, and the more you talk, the better your English becomes. Little by little, step by step. So now you might be thinking, what should I talk about with ChatGPT? Well, the answer is easy. Anything.
Yeah, you can talk about your day, what you ate for breakfast, what you did yesterday.
Let's say you wake up in the morning. You can open your phone and say, good morning, ChatGPT. I just woke up. I feel tired. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you. I hope as we chat, you'll start to feel a bit more awake and ready for the day.
You see, it will answer.
Now, the conversation has started, just like with a real person. You can also talk about topics you enjoy.
Like movies, music, food, travel, or your hobbies.
Yeah. For example, I love cooking. So I ask ChatGPT, can we talk about Italian food today?
Absolutely. I'd love to chat about Italian food. It's such a delicious topic, and there's so much we can explore, from pasta and pizza to gelato.
Nice. And I want to try this one. Hey, ChatGPT, pretend I'm at the airport. Help me speak in English, slowly and clearly.
Let's imagine you're at the airport and you need to ask for directions or help. I'll speak slowly and clearly so you can practice comfortably. You could say, excuse me, could you please tell me where the boarding gate for my flight is?
That's really helpful. Now I want to try this. Hey, ChatGPT, let's talk like we are at a coffee shop. Speak slowly and clearly.
Sure. Let's imagine we're sitting in a cozy coffee shop, chatting over a warm cup of coffee. So you might say something like, hi, could I please have a cappuccino? In a friendly and relaxed tone, just like we're in that coffee shop together.
That's really interesting. The key is this, make it personal. Talk about your real life, because when the topic is real for you, you learn faster.
And remember, there is no test. There is no right or wrong answer. Just relaxed, friendly practice. Whenever you want.
That's the power of ChatGPT. It makes practice easy and fun. Okay, Sarah, let's be honest. Sometimes I feel nervous when I speak a foreign language. I'm afraid to make a mistake.
That's totally normal, Tom. But you know what? Mistakes are part of the process. You can't improve without making mistakes.
Yeah, I know you're right, but it's still hard sometimes.
I know. That's why I love using ChatGPT for practice. It gives you time to try. It gives you space to try. You can speak freely and ask for help. Let me show you how you can use ChatGPT to help you correct your mistakes. Hey, ChatGPT, can you correct my grammatical mistakes?
Absolutely. I'm happy to help with that. Just speak naturally and I'll gently correct any mistakes so you can improve.
Yesterday, I go to the park.
So we'd say, yesterday, I went to the park. You're doing great. And little adjustments like that will help you sound even more natural. Instead of saying, I go, I went when we're talking about something that happened in the past. So I went to the park means you did it yesterday.
Okay, so now you see the mistake, right?
Yeah, that's really cool.
ChatGPT helps you like that anytime. You can say, please correct me if I make a mistake. And it will do it nicely, clearly, and without judgment.
Okay, Sarah. So now I understand how ChatGPT can help me speak better. But I have a question.
Sure. What is it?
How often should I talk to it? Like once a week? Every day?
Great question, Tom. The best way to improve your speaking is to practice every day. even just 5 minutes a day can make a big difference.
Really? Just 5 minutes?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be long or difficult. You can talk about something small. What you ate, how you feel, or what you plan to do later. So I could wake up and say to ChatGPT, "Good morning. I'm feeling sleepy. I have a busy day today."
It sounds like you've got a lot on your plate today. Even if you're feeling sleepy now, I'm sure you'll handle everything wonderfully once you get going.
See? As easy as that. You can also tell it, "Ask me 3 questions about my weekend." Or, "Let's talk about the weather."
Oh, I like that. It's easy, and I don't have to wait for a teacher or a class.
That's the beauty of it, Tom. ChatGPT is always ready. It doesn't care if it's early in the morning or late at night.
Yeah, sometimes I feel too tired for a long lesson. But a short, friendly chat, that sounds good.
Exactly. And over time, those short chats help a lot. Your speaking becomes smoother. Your vocabulary gets stronger. And you feel more comfortable in English.
Okay, starting today, I will talk to ChatGPT every day, even just for a short time.
That's a great plan, Tom. Keep it simple, keep it consistent.
Which means do it every single day.
And your English will grow step by step.
All right, and that's it for today, my friends. We hope this episode gave you new ideas and the confidence to start speaking more, even if you're learning on your own.
You can practice every day, even just for 5 minutes, and ChatGPT is always ready to talk with you.
And don't forget, you can download the PDF with today's tips and speaking prompts at www.EnglishUnleashed.com/shop. Thanks for listening. Keep going, keep speaking, and keep believing in yourself. I'm Tom.
And I'm Sarah. And this is English Unleashed. Bye for now.